Welcome to everyone on this Christmas Eve 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. My name is Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. You know, this is certainly not how I was expecting to be celebrating my first Christmas Eve with you all. I have so many emotions about not being able to gather together on this, the most holy of nights. Like many of you, I am deeply lamenting and missing the community and the fellowship, the candles and the carols, especially the carols, and the joy and peace present in the Christmas Eve service. But know that we do this so we can gather next year in health and safety. Our service tonight will contain a mixture of different voices, including a call and echo version of the Lord's Prayer in German. Thank you to Kathy Kuntz for her wonderful contribution. We will have different musical instruments featured, some videos, and of course, the beloved chimes of our organ from Zion. My hope is that many of you are gathering around your laptop or phone or tablet at 7 o'clock, the usual start time of our Christmas Eve service, with your candles prepared and one already lit. I encourage you to dim your lights and relax and enjoy the music, the word, reflection, and the prayers. I will be doing the same with my family, so we will all be able to worship together. It reminds me of one of my favorite television shows, The Waltons, where everyone gathered around the radio to listen together. After the service, around 8 o'clock, we will have a go-to meeting, coffee/happy hour. Come join in and share some Christmas cheer. The invitation will be included in the email that is sent out. It is the same invitation that we use for our Sunday morning gatherings. Our Sunday service on December the 27th will be a lessons and carol service prepared by the Nith Valley Ministry area. There will be no coffee hour on that day. As we enter into the final week of 2020, please remember that Zion relies on your support to meet our monthly expenses. Thank you so much to all who support and pray for our congregation. If you have a donation, please try to get it into the church before December 29th so it counts for this year's donations. You can phone Gwen Callflash to arrange to drop it off at the church. And if you need a donation picked up, please call myself or any council member. We would be happy to drop by. We give thanks tonight to the Reverend Karen Ware Jackson for the Christmas litany. Let us take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day, wake to the brightness of his glory, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We will now listen to the first Noel, which is on a video.